A sign has gone up in a local charity shop window which says, baldly, "Can you spare any old records?" No question mark. And I dither daily outside on the pavement. Should I go in and mention it? It does matter that there's no question mark on a direct question. It's appalling ignorance. But what will I do if the elderly charity shop lady gives me the usual disbelieving stare and then tells me to bugger off, get a life and mind my own business? I'm well aware there's little profit in asking for sympathy for sticklers. We aren't the easiest people to feel sorry for. We refuse to patronise any shop with checkouts for 8 items or less because it should be fewer. And when words such as phenomena, media or cherubim are treated as singular, the media says it was quite a phenomena looking at those cherubims, some of us can't suppress actual screams. In short, we sticklers are unattractive, know-all obsessives who get things out of proportion and are in continual peril of being disowned by our exasperated families. I know precisely when my own damned stickler personality started to get the better of me. In the autumn of 2002, I was making a series of radio programmes about punctuation called Cutting a Dash. My producer invited John Richards of the Apostrophe Protection Society to come and talk to us. At that time, I was quite tickled by the idea of an Apostrophe Protection Society. We took Mr. Richards on a trip down Berwick Street Market to record his reaction to some greengrocer's punctuation, and then sat down for a chat about how exactly one goes about protecting a printer's mark that, through no fault of its own, seems to be flailing in a welter of confusion. What the Society does, he said, is to write courteous letters explaining the correct use of the apostrophe. It was at this point that I felt the awakening of my inner stickler. But that's not enough, I said. Suddenly I was abuzz with ideas. What about issuing stickers printed with the words, "This apostrophe is not necessary"? What about telling people to shin up ladders at dead of night with an apostrophe-shaped stencil and a tin of paint? Why did the Apostrophe Protection Society not have a militant wing? Could I start one? Where do you get balaclavas? Punctuation has been defined many ways. Some use the analogy of stitching. Punctuation is the basting that holds the fabric of language in shape. Another tells us that punctuation marks are the traffic signals of language. They tell us to slow down, notice this, take a detour, and stop. Best of all, I think, is the simple advice given by the style book of a national newspaper that punctuation is a courtesy designed to help readers to understand a story without stumbling. Isn't the analogy with good manners perfect? Truly good manners are invisible. They ease the way for others without drawing attention to themselves. The practice of pointing our writing has always been offered in a spirit of helpfulness to underline meaning and prevent awkward misunderstandings. Remember Ronnie Barker in Porridge, reading the sign-off from a fellow lag's letter from home, "Now I must go and get on my lover," and then pretending to notice a comma, so hastily changing it to, "Now I must go and get on my lover."